for our customers who are job marketers who want to provide the candidates to the jobs or the jobs online, we can deliver the large volume of high quality applicants, high quality candidates based on previous point on based on our great matchmaking, as he called it, system.
Are you ready to hear business stories and learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and level up your business from awesome CEOs, entrepreneurs, and founders without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresh values your time and is ready to share with you the valuable info you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Dimitro Grin. Dimitro, it's great to have you on the show.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm happy to be here today.
Yes, absolutely. Super excited to have you on. You're doing so many phenomenal things and super excited to tell your story and talk about all the awesome things that you're doing. But of course, before we do that, I want to read a little bit more about Dimitro so you can hear about some of those awesome things. And Dimitro is CEO of Jubal Job Aggregator. Dimitro is an expert in the information technology industry with 15 years of experience. He joined Jubal team in May of 2007 as a software engineer, becoming the first employee in the company after its two founders. Becoming CEO, Dimitro worked as an engineer, team leader of the development team, and CTO of Job Aggregator. Dimitro led Jubal's international expansion into foreign online recruitment markets, created and managed all necessary processes, and built and trained as a team. As CEO, he is now responsible for improving the company's ability to create more value for Jubal's customers. And at the end of the day, it's awesome to hear about Dimitro's journey, hearing like how there's so many different ways you can become a CEO. So I'm super excited to hear that. But one of the things that really stuck with me, and I think we talked about it a little bit before we recorded, is I was reading one of his interviews, and he said that February 24, 2022, during the full-scale Russian invasion, was when his self-belief was tested, and he was overcome that within the business, with everything that happened, he said that seeing the Ukraine armed forces fiercely fought the overwhelming enemy brought him back to his reality. And he realized that he had a business to run and a large team to take care of. So disregarding uncertainty, he started to do and try to make the best management decisions that he could. So I believe he said that he believed that he helped the company not to fall apart. And as much as we talk about all the things that happen in business, sometimes we forget about that human part. So Dimitro, excited to hear about all the awesome things you're doing, even more excited about the impact you're having. Are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I'm ready to speak with the community.
Yeah, let's get started then. So to kick everything off, what I wanted to do was rewind the clock a little bit, hear a little bit more on how you got started, what I call your CEO story.
It all began in 1996. I was a little boy, and for the first time in my life, I saw the programming language called Turbo Pascal. And I was completely stunned with the opportunities. I recall that I created a little like a piano that beeped through integrated beeper of the old computer. And that day I decided that I love writing code and will definitely do that for a living. 10 years after that, I joined Jubal as a software developer. And working as a developer, I understood that my true passion is not just writing the code. My true passion is delivering some kind of value beyond the code. So I started my journey as a leader and manager to maximize the impact I have on the value created by company. And after being like team leader, scrum master, chief technical officer and such, here I am today as a manager, as a top manager of the company.
Nice. I absolutely love that. And so I wanted to drill down a little bit more, hear a little bit more about Jubal, how you're serving your clients, how you're making your impact. Can you take us through exactly what you all are doing there?
We decided that there is a plenty of websites with jobs on the internet. And if you are trying to find a job, you need to visit like a few or maybe a dozen. In Ukraine, that time, it was like 30 big enough sites worth mentioning and worth visiting. So we decided, why don't we build a product which will allow everyone to spare some time and to look through the old jobs in one place. So we work as a job aggregator. Right now, we are indexing like tens of thousands of websites in 67 countries. And this approach not only allow to save time looking for a job, but right now also to reach some unreachable opportunities, because we can get the information of some small local job boards, niche job boards, or even local companies, which you will never think to visit and to search for on your own. So we started in Ukraine and constantly entering new markets since 2006. We started from Europe, from European markets, and now we are actively engaging into North America, United States, and Canada. Of course, if you own a website and you want to promote your jobs online, if you work as a marketing manager, you can become our customer and to promote your jobs on Joomla. So that is the way we monetize. And speaking of how we serve customer, we are not the company trying to sell you something. We are trying to be a partner. We are trying to give you insights and to give you the most meaningful offering, even if that means that we will not get some kind of money from you.
Yeah, and I feel like it goes back to what you talked about in terms of being able to provide that value, which is so important to be able to do that. So what do you feel is and you might have already touched on this, is like your secret sauce? This could be for yourself personally, the business, or a combination of both. But what do you feel sets you apart and makes you unique?
For job seekers, key is personalization. We are an extremely data-driven company. So through years, we are gathering the enormous amount of data, GDPR compliances, and I can't recall the name of this law in states. Yeah. So anonymized data, but this data allow us to understand the intention of people and to build great personalized system of search and recommendation and such. And we do store all this data, and each day our system became stronger. So we are definitely building some kind of AI through years. And for our customers who are job marketers who want to provide the candidates to the jobs or the jobs online, we can deliver the large volume of high quality applicants, high quality candidates, based on previous point, on based on our great matchmaking, as you called it, system. Since we are a Ukrainian company, life was never been easy in Ukraine, so we have this part of our DNA working with uncertainty and surviving through crises, and this definitely helped us.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this could be like an app, a book, or even a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
Here I have, I guess, the most unexpected answer for a CEO. Working as a chief technical officer, I was looking for a way to like improve the development team's efficiency. Once I decided to learn more about Scrum framework, and now I'm Scrum Alliance certified advanced Scrum Master. So I completed like two certification courses, which need like to have at least 4 years of experience to get this certification. And that's pretty unusual for CEO, because my development as a Scrum Master taught me that leadership is possible without executive power, through building trust, teamwork, and convincing people, not just gaining them the orders. And that is a great thing, because from my point of view, from my experience as a manager, the executive power itself is a complete illusion.
Yeah, and I feel like that speaks a lot to, I don't even think, like we were talking about the human aspect of business. And so what would you consider to be what I call a little bit more of a CEO nugget? So this could be a little bit more word of wisdom or piece of advice. It might be something you would tell your favorite client, or if you hopped into a time machine, you might tell your younger business self.
As I come from software development, we in software development know that systems tend to become more and more complicated really, really quick. And then it's challenging to support the complicated system and almost impossible to make level of complexity reasonable again. So in software development, we have a great thing that called the KISS principle. KISS is an acronym, stands for Keep It Simple, Stupid. Because keeping things simple is really hard and requires dedication, but dealing with the consequences of overcomplication is much harder. So just keep it simple.
I love that. And sometimes we are always looking for the biggest, most grand, newest thing. But I think we forget, and I think even Steve Jobs might have had a quote where he talked about, in order to get to simple, you really have to spend a lot of time to get there. So wanted to ask you now my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And our goal is to have different quote-unquote CEOs on the show. So Dimitro, what does being a CEO mean to you?
For me, being a CEO is connecting the dots. I know that I can do everything on my own within the organization, everything that needed to be done. So what I can do is make sure that every person in organization understands the purpose and goals of the organization and his division or team or whatever. And I can help people connect with each other and connect with the opportunities, so they can achieve goals and grow the company in a decentralized way.
I love that word connecting, and I love that word decentralized even more, because I think so many times, I feel like we as humans, especially to some degree, are in that desire to connect. I think especially during the pandemic, we start to see that, and we start to see how that has evolved and changed. But I think we've always felt and needed that connection piece. But I love that decentralized part, because I think so many times when you have the ability to connect, it's only in one specific way. It doesn't feel like it allows opportunity for the decentralization, or there's somebody that's controlling an organization. So I think that's so impactful when you can think about those two words and how those two forces go hand in hand in order to create a great experience, and how that's the role of the CEO.
Yeah, of course, there are some risks in this approach too. Decentralization may lead to some strange outliers, strange decisions in the company, and that's actually fine. For me, it's fine. I won't blame anyone if there will be some fail in the decentralized system, and I definitely won't say, okay, decentralized system not doing great, so let's just stop it and go to a typical triangle hierarchy. Yeah, there are risks. There are some kind of pains, but still, it's, for me, I think it's the best way to do things, the best way that humanity invented for now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that. And funny enough, I was reading, I think, one of your interviews, and I thought you were talking about a lot of your processes. It was a lot, I don't know if I'm using the right word, but it was quicker in the sense that you started to pay attention to those impacts a lot quicker. If you were making a decision, you started to see how that would impact. So it allowed you to make, I think, decisions or pivots a lot quicker. Is that a little bit of how you go through that process?
I say that it's about making decisions quick, because the bad thing about every organizational change, and especially about building decentralized systems, is the fact that really need you to wait. You just need to be passionate, and you be patient and to wait. So it's not the point that you make some kind of decision quicker and start the process. It's about you must find the faith in that decision, so you will be able to wait long enough, become viable, and it will bring the value to the organization.
Nice. I appreciate you breaking that down, because, yeah, I think so many times you do find that there's always the opportunity that you're looking for is sometimes just a little bit further, that extra mile. You have to drill down a little bit further to get the gold, whatever it is. And sometimes we stop before we reach that because we don't have the patience. We don't tap into that and how important that is, whether your impact or executing on another system or a process, or you're trying to get a new client, or you're trying to create something, whatever it is. A lot of times we have to get so focused on our goal and understand that we're going to continue to move on until we get there. So I appreciate you sharing that so much.
Yeah, because it's really easy to get distracted and try to follow some kind of easy, low-hanging fruit opportunity. And there's nothing bad about getting low-hanging fruits, but it should be an additional activity. For the top manager, it should be an additional activity, but the primary activity should be transition of organization to the state which you want to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And that transition word is just absolutely powerful in being able to see that come to fruition. So, Dimitro, truly appreciate that definition. And of course, I appreciate your time even more. So what I want to do now is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional that you can let our readers and listeners know. And of course, how best people can get a hold of you, your team, and find about all the awesome things that you all are working on.
I guess here I want to traditionally thank all people of the free world for supporting Ukraine due to these hard times. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely thank you for, of course, taking time with us today. And we, of course, keep our prayers and everything with you and in everything that's going on. And we pray that everything gets as resolved as peacefully as it can be. But we appreciate you in being like that inspiration and kind of like that reality of remembering there are very human things that are happening on a daily basis throughout the world, and especially in Ukraine as well, too. So we appreciate you in leading your company, leading your organization, inspiring us to do the same too, showing that leadership. I feel like you see when you see somebody doing awesome things, it inspires us individually. So thank you so much and taking that lead, doing all the awesome things. Of course, we're going to have the links and information in the show notes as well too for Jubal, so you can find out about that, find out about Dimitro, all the awesome things that the team is doing. But thank you so much again, Dimitro, for your time and your inspiration.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me today.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by CB Nation and Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. IMCEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Don't forget to schedule your complimentary digital marketing consultation at blue16media.com. This has been the IMCEO podcast with Gresham Harkless Jr. Thank you for listening.